So loans targeting small businesses seem to be already expanding pretty quickly here in China. Why do you think banks need new regulations from the regulators?
Well, because it's a problem in all countries of how to get loans to small businesses. Every single country in the world more or less complains about it. And there's a very simple reason, because if you're lending somebody $100 million and you'll compare that to you lending somebody $500,000, it's not doesn't take up 200 times more transaction time to do the $100 million. So in other words, giving out small loans is time inefficient, as seen from the point of view of the bank. So you have this, is that the same complaints in this country? I mean, I was in charge of London's economic policy for 8 years and had no end of complaints from small businesses. Every newspaper has complaints from small businesses. All banks have it. It's the same in the US. So the authorities have fairly constantly to put on pressure to give banks to make enough loans to small businesses.
And how could banks make sure lending to small businesses is sustainable, especially given concerns over non-performing loans here in China?
Well, that's going to be, and that's another problem, because the amount when you have to carry out due diligence for a loan, it's normally much easier to carry out for a very big company than it is to carry out for a small company. So again, the banks are exposed to the problem of non-performing loans. This is part of the reason why the banks, in general, left to their own devices, have very cautious policies about lending to small companies.
Also, some small Chinese firms, especially tech startups, are valued much higher than they should be. How should these companies ensure their fundraising without hurting confidence within a broader business community, you think?
Well, again, this is a very difficult problem. I mean, I don't wish to sound pessimistic about it, and China's obviously having success with small companies, but this is just a well-known, very difficult problem in every country which exists in the world. You've had, for example, the notorious dot-com bubble in the US leading up to 2000, in which a lot of people lost a lot of money, and you're just going to have the banks showing, you know, strong due diligence. The banks are going to resist this somewhat because to do proper due diligence, particularly on startups, is going to take up a lot of their time. That's exactly why, you know, left to their own devices, they'd rather lend to a very large, well-known, stable company. That's why the Chinese authorities at the present time are applying some pressure and applying rules in order to try to increase the amount of small lending. But it's not a particularly unique Chinese problem. It exists everywhere.